So here's a direct quote from a document NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman sent to U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal's office. It goes, quote, "The science regarding CTE, including on the asserted link to concussions, remains nascent." He's referring to CTE, the degenerative brain disease. And if it sounds familiar, that's because for years the NFL made the same assertion, until this year when an NFL official admitted there in fact is a link. So what's going on with pro hockey now? Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Hi there, Mike.
Hello.
So first of all, what prompted Bettman to start talking about this?
Well, what's nascent about the link? I mean, that is true. It is in its early stages. We haven't known that much about CTE and concussions for 50 years, but there certainly seems to be a link. The best researchers will say a link. And what really is nascent is the spot where the NHL is in the legal process. So the NFL, I don't think they've entirely put the CTE problem behind them, but they at least have a agreement with hundreds of former players, a court agreement that locks up that problem and doesn't threaten revenues from CTE. And NHL is not in that position. So what we're seeing now is Gary Bettman essentially borrowing from the nascent playbook of any sports league that sees its bottom line threatened from suits by its players.
Gotcha. And just to be clear, he also pointed out that the causal link, which is a key word, between concussions and CTE, quote, has not been demonstrated. But tell me more about the legal position the NHL finds itself in, because there is a class action lawsuit brought by some former players.
Some former players, it's in the very low double digits, and it is also true that the NFL's settlement did not establish that causal link. It was a settlement. It wasn't a court case. Another factor is that the NHL doesn't make nearly as much money as the NFL, though they're not getting sued by nearly as many players. So we're seeing the NHL acting like a business on the defensive, where a lot of facts are aligned against it. They're worried about how much money they could lose. And so that's why we're seeing these, you know, these stretches in terms of the medical claims, although I would not defer medicine to the commissioners of a professional sports league.
Right. I mean, in fact, the commissioner also argued that he says football and hockey are two very different sports and the injury risks aren't the same. Your take on that?
That is true, but I would also point out, so it's true that in the NFL, the way to stop every single play is for someone to be knocked out of bounds or driven into the ground, unless it's an incompletion. And in the NHL, while hitting is part of the game, it's not essential to stopping play. However, the NHL countenances fist fights.
Right.
And a few of these players who are suing, they're not suing perhaps for being, you know, crushed to the ice as much as they are being hit in the head by a league that allows that.
Yeah. So it just makes me wonder. I mean, the NHL now is showing us that any professional sport where head injuries are not uncommon, they've got to be wondering, like, are we next? Are we going to find our players having had suffered?
That's right. And with time, it will probably be, once you have people stop denying the link, it will be known, and perhaps the courts will look at it like, well, players knew this risk. But especially for the players who are suing, they could argue that a lot of the findings were sat upon or not divulged to them.
Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst, and he hosts The Gist at Slate.com. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.